Ocean experts say they have never seen anything like it. A lone killer whale attacked and killed a great white shark in less than 2 minutes last year off the coast of South Africa, eating just its liver. Scientists are saying it may signal a change in the marine ecosystem, but to others, it's just a story about two incredible predators. Esther Jacobs is founder of the marine conservation initiative Keep Fin Alive, based in South Africa. She co-wrote a paper published in the African Journal of Marine Science. Esther, welcome.
Hi there.
So this happened in June of 2023. There were two boats just offshore Mosul Bay with scientists and tourists on board. You were there. What did you see?
Well, I had jumped on my friend's diving boat. He's from Mosul Bay, and he'd called me to say that he'd heard that port and starboard, these notorious orcas, were in the bay. So, of course, we rushed out there. And as soon as we got there, we set sights on port, and then we could see starboard elsewhere. But they stayed apart. It was very strange behavior for them, because I've seen them before, and they always stayed together.
They hunt together, right?
Yeah, they seem to hunt together, and like they've only been spotted hunting together before. But then we sort of followed starboard for a little bit and then sort of lost sight of him. And then my friend Elton was shouting, he was like, there's a white shark. So I looked over at where he was pointing and I saw the white shark's dorsal fin break the surface. And I got really excited because white sharks are my absolute favorite species. But then my stomach plummeted as soon as I saw that starboard was right behind that white shark. And then they sort of, it just, the events occurred like so slowly, but extremely fast at the same time. Within 2 minutes, starboard had launched at this white shark and eviscerated it. And yeah, it was quite devastating actually to watch.
At one point, I understand the orca, the killer whale, swims by with the shark's liver hanging from its mouth. What was the reaction to the people on the boat? Did they realize how rare this moment was?
Yes, it was. I mean, obviously, it probably wasn't this, but it was like this orca was trying to show off its trophy, you know? It was very strange behavior.
I always thought that great white sharks were the apex predators of the ocean. Is that not true or not true anymore?
Well, I mean, it seems that certainly port and starboard are changing everything. I mean, to me, white sharks have always been the absolute top of the food chain, and there they are now being prey for another apex species. It's quite scary, actually.
As you've laid out, orcas have been known to attack and even kill great white sharks, but it's always been done in tandem or in a pod of several animals. How does this challenge what
exactly
we know about killer whales?
They're very intelligent creatures, as everybody does know, but I mean, they're like, certainly this pair of orcas are perfecting their technique. And the fact that these orcas can actually just solely hunt on one white shark is quite alarming. I mean, the white shark itself was a juvenile. It was about 2.5 meters. So that obviously probably plays a part in it. I'm not sure if it would be
the same
versus, you know, a 5 meter white shark, for instance.
The paper that you co-wrote suggests that this hunting behavior might offer a hint about some sort of change in the ocean ecosystems. And I remember last year there were news stories about orcas attacking boats off the coast of southern Europe and northern Africa, sinking them. Are we just learning more about orca behavior, or do you think something is actually shifting?
I mean, obviously, it's very hard to tell. It's just that, I mean, there's a lot more people with phones, a lot more people reporting things on social media. So it could also be that there's just more reporting of it. But, I mean, the oceans are being overfished so much. They're being decimated. So if we're taking away the, an animal's food, of course, they're going to, like, especially something like an orca is going to try and defend its little territory there. I've just read so many reports off, like, the coast of Scotland. There's been orcas that are attacking boats there, and that's my home country. So it's very strange to read that it's in all different places around the world that this is happening. I mean, which suggests it's not just one orca pod and this is learned behavior from this one orca pod. It's obviously different orcas that are doing this. So unless they're somehow communicating with each other, something seems to be shifting. Something is definitely changing.
Esther Jacobs is founder of the marine conservation initiative Keep Fin Alive, telling us about a remarkable hunt she witnessed, a lone killer whale attacking a great white shark off the coast of South Africa. Esther, thank you so much.
Thank you.